The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Tuesday, March 8th, and NFL Armageddon is upon us as Russell Wilson has been traded to the Denver Broncos. Sound the sirens. Fire up the air horns. Get loose. What a freaking day in the NFL. Of course, this is our second emergency podcast of the day. Shout out to John and Ryan.
And Brinson thought he was going to take the day off.
Again.
I didn't think. Well, we were planning a podcast this afternoon. On the
Why would anything happen on franchise tag day? That would be weird.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good point. Look, it's my fault. I'll take the L. By the way, Aaron Rodgers tweeted out a few minutes ago that any contract news or contract specifications are false. Fake news, but he's coming back to Green Bay to play this year. So hopefully everybody listened to this podcast and took the Packers minus 150 to win the NFC North, as I will point out over and over and over again, even when Kirk Cousins is killing me. Anyway, more importantly, the AFC West now features maybe the greatest collection of four quarterbacks in NFL history. I can't think of a better division than Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Justin Herbert, and Derek Carr. And I'm giving Derek Carr his flowers, as the kids say. That's like a thing that's like a thing now. At any rate, John Breach, Ryan Wilson, what's up, fellas?
So, Breach, apparently Brinson is off the Matthew Stafford bandwagon. Toot sweet. And I'll ask you specifically, Breach, we had this conversation about Aaron Rodgers going to Denver a few months ago during the offseason. You said that team would automatically be the best team in that division. Where do you stand with Russ Wilson replacing Aaron Rodgers in Denver?
You know what's funny about Russell Wilson is that I don't think they're the best team in that division with Russell Wilson, even though I thought that automatically with Aaron Rodgers. I think they're probably the second best team, but maybe not even that, because here is the crazy thing about Russell Wilson. I just want to see him out in a football field fully healthy, because remember, he didn't look great coming off his hand injury down the stretch for the Seahawks. And so you're kind of trading for someone who's basically coming off an injury. And if Russell Wilson ends up playing like Russell Wilson, I think they're probably the second best team in that division. But I would probably still put the Chiefs above them.
All right.
Now, here, well,
sorry. But we don't know that Russell Wilson is going to look like the Russell Wilson of old, because he came back and played like 8 games after his hand injury and didn't look like the Russell Wilson of old.
Looked bad.
Prisco just tweeted that he thinks Seattle will try and trade for Deshaun Watson.
Ooh.
Good God.
That's juicy.
remember like 24 hours ago when we thought this is going to be the quarterback carousel was going to be slow.
Yeah.
And you know what the crazy thing is? If they just take some of those picks that they got from the Broncos, say the 2 first round picks and 1 of the second round picks, and that's enough to get Deshaun Watson, then the Seahawks
come out ahead.
Exactly. They come out way ahead, because you have Noah Fant. Now you have Shelby Harris. Now you have
Jamal Adams.
You have a good backup quarterback in Drew Lock.
Well, and the thing is, if you had a disgruntled Russell Wilson and you swap him for Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Watson's legal issues are cleared up, you have.
But you're not even doing that. You're swapping him for Deshaun Watson.
Noah Fant, Shelby Harris.
Shelby Harris, and in Breach's scenario, an extra second round pick.
It is possible to, well, and remember, the we have been told or informed largely that the Texans want three picks, three first rounders, and two players. So, and we don't want to let this veer into that's down the road. We'll have a Deshaun Watson emergency podcast. At any rate, and Molly P, love Molly P, points out that Seattle Radio, I'm assuming that's KJR probably too, said they don't think the ownership group will want Deshaun Watson. So that's entirely possible as well. And that's
as for the other team, and Scott Pioli mentioned this on HQ, Broncos are for sale. So this is the way to pretty it up. Bring in.
That's a great point.
Bring in old Russ Wilson there as opposed to Drew Lock.
Let's say the Broncos are, if the Broncos are sold this offseason, the prevailing logic was that Denver would go for something around $4 billion. I mean, you're probably going to laugh at me for saying this, but I think there's a chance that if
there's a path, Russell
Wilson, there's a path. There's a path. If you feel like you get Russell Wilson now in tow under contract, you have all these skill position guys, you have a good defense, you have a brand new coaching staff. If you're an owner buying this team, don't you at least consider the possibility that you're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years and you're willing to pay a ton of money for it?
Well, you weren't thinking about that with Drew Lock for sure. So I think
certainly
consider it with Russ Wilson because he's been to 2-1-1.
But the numbers are so big. Let's say the Broncos are going to sell for $4 billion. Adding Russell Wilson over Drew Lock, what does that add to your total bid? You're not going to add $100 million to your bid because of that. So, it could up the sale by, 0.1%. But we're talking about such substantial numbers. I don't think it's going to have a huge impact.
Yeah, it's not going to go up by $1 billion. I mean, I know that's kind of ridiculous, but I mean, they might.
You just said that. I believed you. I just put in a $1 billion extra bid. Now I'm screwed.
Wilson's trying to make his eBay bid for the Broncos there.
Cancel.
Unfortunately, Mr. Wilson, we cannot take your money. we have run the financial background on you, and it turns out you do not have $5 billion.
Yeah. Joke's on the Broncos. I don't.
By the way, Wilson caught himself on HQ earlier today. I can't remember what you said instead, but I had made there's a path joke.
Yeah.
And then you almost said there's a path to Denver finishing last in the division.
Oh, I pray very well could have.
You caught yourself. You go, there's a chance, a possibility that Denver finishes last in the division. Where do you think Denver will finish if you're projecting right now?
All right. I'm going to answer a question with a question and then I'll come back and answer your question.
Do you always answer a question with a question?
No. Breach, let's predict which team, and Debo, you can join in as well. Brinson will predict to win 4 games next year in this division because there's going to be one. And I said that on HQ as well.
There's going to be a team that wins 4 games?
The one that you're going to predict. And I don't think it's going to be the Raiders. That's too obvious. So I'm trying to figure out which team you're going to predict because Brinson likes to say stupid stuff and then lean into it.
Well, Brinson is 100% predicting the Raiders to finish in last next season.
No, first of all, that's not an outrageous idea.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
It's too obvious.
Brinson was about to change his mind because he's like, I'm not that predictable. I bet
the Raiders to win the division just to really throw everybody for a curve.
The Carr family will have to have a family meeting if that happens. I'm going to go with the Chargers. Brinson's going to pick the Chargers to win fewer games than they to lose fewer games than to win fewer than they finish under 500. So I'm trying to say, good Lord.
I mean, here's my thing on the Russ. All right. So, Steven, all right. What is the impact of Russell Wilson? Because, I mean, obviously it takes Seattle down a ton.
They sucked last year, though.
Yeah. I don't mind this trade if you're Seattle. I'm a little annoyed that it sort of felt like, I feel like we got bamboozled by both sides. Like they decided to play.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is that Pete Carroll was at the combine and his exact words was, we have no intention of trading Russell Wilson. And that's like me saying, I have no intention of having pizza for dinner tonight, but if my wife shows up with a pizza, I'm going to eat it. You know, that's it. That's the bottom line. And so if someone calls the Seahawks, you don't have an intention of trading Russell Wilson. But if somebody blows you away with an offer, you're going to be like, all right, well, you know what? Russell does kind of want out and we really could stand a rebuild and we need to add depth at a lot of positions and they are offering us a lot of picks. Maybe we should just do this. And so that's what it kind of feels like, that they were on the fence leaning toward no, but this was enough that, all right, we're going to trade him.
You know who else isn't happy about the trade? In addition to Seahawks fans losing Russ Wilson?
Shelby Harris.
Shelby Harris. Tweeted a little sad emoji. What's that a specific emoji face called?
That's a crying emoji.
Crying face from Shelby Harris. I'm assuming that means he does not want to. I don't know these things.
It's a face with a tear.
Yeah, but they're like variations of crying emojis. I don't know.
There's a monocle involved. I mean,
that would have been cooler. But yeah, so Shelby Harris, he ain't pumped about going to Seattle either.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. And look, we have to address this as if. Well, let's talk about Denver first. So Stephen O's projections have.
Well, should we talk about the terms of the pick? I think Debo wanted us to do that like 10 minutes ago, and we just blew it off.
I like this trade has me in a tizzy. Like I told AK I would see her tomorrow, and again
she
I was cussing.
She said peace out.
Yeah, she said please go away. So the Denver Broncos, and this is reported in various places by various people. In terms of what the compensation was. Ultimately, I think it was Jay Glazer who got most of it, and then somebody else added Noah Fant in later. And then lots of people, you know, tweeted out the terms in like very, you know, funky list form or whatever. But the Broncos are getting Russell Wilson and a fourth round pick, which is hilarious.
Right.
And the Seahawks are getting Shelby Harris, Drew Lock, and Noah Fant, former first round pick, Noah Fant, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's not a first round pick, but it's a first round pick plus two first round picks, of which the date is currently unknown, and two second round picks and a fifth round pick. I would have to assume.
Awesome.
There you go. Alan Bell did a great job of aggregating all the information for the picks, except he didn't. Oh, he did have the fifth round pick in there. There we go. I think that I would have to think.
Is anybody more passive aggressive than Debo, by the way?
No, he's amazing.
Aaron Rodgers, that's it.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and then Debo.
I saw the screen spinning. I was like, I know what's coming. I would have to think that those first round picks, or that the, one of the first round picks and the second round picks, because I believe Denver could have multiple second round picks this year. As many as possible of those picks are 2022 NFL draft picks, I would have to think, because when you give somebody Russell Wilson, your expectation is that they will be better the following year. And you want to get the picks now when they're not as good.
You're not trying to get the Rams pick if you're the Lions at 32. So the Broncos have 9. They have the 40th pick this year. You want both of those picks. You ain't trying to get 32 and 64. I mean, that's a huge difference.
Exactly. So, and remember, the Seahawks do not have a first-round pick this year, or did not have a first-round pick this year because of the Jamal Adams trade. Yeah, they gave away a good pick. So now they will have, we'll find out for sure, but I would have to assume that one of the first and one of the seconds are coming this year at minimum. What was the question you asked Breach originally, Wilson? Where would you like rank Russell Wilson in the quarterbacks?
Rank the Broncos now that Russell Wilson's our quarterback? Yeah.
So I guess I would ask you the same question, and I would happily do the same, rank the same. Where do you rank Russell Wilson in terms of quarterbacks in the division, and where do we think the Broncos slot in terms of the hierarchy of the division? They're now the second favorite at plus 240 at Caesars to win the division. The Chiefs, oh my God, this is we're betting the Chiefs, guys. The Chiefs are minus 110 to win the division. This is an overreaction central.
Here's the thing. I think I might pull a Brinson. I'm going to rank the Broncos and the quarterback on the Broncos now, Russ Wilson, 2.5. Like they're tied with the Raiders. Like I have Kansas City, Chargers, and then Broncos and Raiders tied in terms of the expectations. I guess I'm doing sort of win totals here. But Derek Carr is going to be awesome with Josh McDaniels. I'm buying into this Brinson thing. Like when Brinson sold me on Joe Flacco.
Well, Wilson, let me ask you that. Even if he's awesome, how many more wins do you think they're going to get than 10, which is what they got without McDaniels last year?
That's fair, but my bigger issue, and while he's learning a new offense, I think that Josh McDaniels will cater that to what he has. I don't know. You just said it. I don't know which Russ Wilson's showing up. He'll be better, but it's a whole new team, first time ever. Derek Carr's gone through coaches before. Russ Wilson hasn't, and I want to see how long it takes for him to adjust. Maybe it takes 2 weeks. Maybe it takes 2 months. Maybe it takes 2 years. But I know what the Chiefs have. I'm gonna be all in on Brandon Staley and Justin Herbert because I love them, and I don't. hate the Raiders as much as Brinson hates the Carr family. So I think it could be, I'm going to go 2.5, the ranking for both the Broncos and the Chiefs.
So
the Raiders, sorry.
By the way, fun fact for you, via ESPN stats and information, always cite your sources, kids. The Russell Wilson will now become the first quarterback in NFL history to start for a team that he beat in a Super Bowl.
I thought you were going to say it'd be the first quarterback in NFL history to go from one state that has dispensaries to another state that has dispensaries.
unfortunately, Mr. Infinity is not exactly the type that is going to indulge in edibles.
Also, another fun fact: Denver travels to Seattle next year in the regular season. Another fun fact: if the Seahawks do in fact get the 9th and 40th pick from Denver this year, the Seahawks' first pick is pick 41, so they'll have back-to-back second-round picks at 40 and 41.
And another fun fact, what? Russell Wilson is the 7th Super Bowl-winning quarterback to get traded. Brinson, you mentioned six. He is the first to get traded to a team he beat in the Super Bowl, but 7th just Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Traded.
Let me guess.
Brady, Joe Montana. Brady signed free agency, so he's not traded.
Peyton Manning was released and signed.
So hold on.
Joe Montana's on the list.
Joe Montana is one. Okay.
You got one
trade it from the team he won with?
Yes.
Okay. Nick Foles?
Did Nick Foles get traded?
Oh, you just told on yourself, Reach.
Is this your list or is this somebody?
No, this is the list I have from another story.
An Alan Bell tweet or something?
Reach making stuff up over there.
he's
like, Nick Foles, who's that?
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl? What are you talking about?
No, Nick Foles signed with the Jaguars. He wasn't traded.
Yeah, he wasn't traded.
You're not counting Carson Wentz, are you?
No. He didn't win the Super Bowl as a starter.
I was going to guess Joe Flacco, but I don't think that's right.
He wasn't traded. I think he was released.
He was released, I think.
I'm out of names.
I mean, Montana's the obvious one.
What decade? Kurt Warner?
Brett Favre.
Oh, jeez.
That was before he won the Super Bowl, though.
No, he got traded to the Jets.
Oh, because he was traded from the Falcons to the Packers originally. That's what I was thinking about. I didn't know he got traded to the – I can't remember that.
Favre, Montana, Russell, and there's three more or four more?
He doesn't know. Depends on whether you want to count.
He's still checking to see this.
And also, Joe Flacco is on the list. He got traded to the Broncos.
That's right.
I'm going to let you stew on that one.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. So Flacco. So there are three more or two more?
Two more.
There are three more.
Three more?
I can just give them to you if you want. Yeah, or is this too fun?
Kurt Warner, one of them?
No. Jim McMahon.
All right. Wouldn't have gotten that one. Okay.
Ken Stabler.
Ugh. Okay. Andy Dalton.
Johnny Unitas.
Oh, yeah. Those are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got the three modern ones. That's good. I would not have gotten the rest. Yeah,
I mean, the Flacco one made things interesting.
The Flacco one was good. That was a good guess by me, even though I was wrong. And
well, that was because you had picked the Broncos to win the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco, and I bought into it.
So look at that, Kevin Keats on the ACC network. Yeah, baby. NC State dead last in the ACC. Amazing. Anyway, I think that Caesars has it correct. I do believe they're should be some concerns about, like, I guess this is what we don't know is, does Russ just come in and are they going to let him cook? Like, are they going to, because Nathaniel Hackett has run some good offenses in the past. You know, I know we give a lot of credit to Aaron Rodgers for what Hackett did there, and that's fine. But like, if what happens if he lets Russ cook and Russ, and like the cooking is good. I mean, the Broncos could win 14 games. At the same time, if that defense takes a step back and you lose Shelby Harris, I mean, that's not going to destroy your defense completely. But you know what's interesting now is, do the Broncos bring back Von Miller?
That is interesting. I feel like they do.
I think they do too, because he was shouting out Broncos country or Broncos nation or something on an Instagram or Twitter
on the Twitter video.
Yeah. Yesterday on Monday, it makes a lot of sense to bring him back. I don't know what this, I want to, I mean, this offense could be top five in the NFL. Are they going to try and be conservative and run the ball and let Russ take deep shots? Are they going to,
have Javonte Williams, so you can lean on that. And I just think it'll be certainly more progressive than what we saw that made Russ so frustrated. And the offensive line should be better. So the problem is you're going to have to score 40 points a game
to keep up with the Chiefs.
Keep up with the Chargers and the new look Las Vegas Raiders.
I mean, I still think I think Russ for 2022, Russell Wilson is the second best quarterback in the division, in my opinion. And
no way. No, I'm not taking him over Justin Herbert.
Not for the long haul.
Not for next year. Where did you come down, Breach?
I think Wilson, not you, Russell. This is confusing. I would put Russell Wilson for the 2022 season. You know, I'm taking Herbert too. Again, we don't know Wilson's health. I need to see him be the Russell Wilson of old. But I think that if he is completely healthy at 100%, I think he's the second best quarterback for 2022. But I agree with Brenton that I would take him Herbert for the long term.
Yeah, I would take Herbert for the long term. Russ, I mean, look, Russ has not been great Russ over the last 2 years, but you know, he's been asking for a trade. You know, the offense isn't necessarily like, wasn't necessarily awesome for him. I mean, you can make plenty of excuses for why Russell Wilson struggled. I just think I'll take Russ and his motivation to prove people wrong over.
That's overrated.
Not with him. Over Justin Herbert, at least for this season.
Can't believe Wilson doesn't believe in guys playing well with a chip on their shoulder. You hate chips or you hate shoulders, Ryan? Which one is it?
I hate the fact that at the Super Bowl in Miami, you wouldn't let me and Britson ask questions to Russ Wilson because you kept asking them stupid baby questions.
Yeah, and who's the smart guy now? Who's going to be in Denver with Wilson? My sister just moved to Denver. I'm going to go hang out in Denver all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, expect the restraining order shortly.
No one would be surprised to find out that Breach actually currently lives in Denver.
By the way, I found the HQ anchor version of Breach. It's Tommy Tran. He walks around late at night out there killing people 100%. So I would imagine he and Breach have gotten up to some stuff together. That would be the least surprising news to learn that Tommy Tran also lived in Denver and roomed together in a bunkhouse with old Johnny Breach there.
Yeah, that wouldn't be shocking at all. I will take the Broncos second in the division. Would not be shocked at all if the Chargers were the second best team in the division. I mean, that wouldn't be crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if Denver won the division. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers won the division. I will bet on the Chiefs to win the division at -110 if I'm putting anything down. I think it would be shocking if the Raiders won the division.
Shocking? I mean, that team has pretty shown it won 10 games with complete dysfunction. The Henry Ruggs situation, obviously, firing the coach halfway through the year, and they still somehow found a way, and they were competitive in that game until the Bengals cheated there with that.
And the Broncos lost five games by one score last season. So you throw Russell Wilson in there, they go probably at least 3-2 in those games, and a 7-10 record becomes 10-7. So, it does feel like this team is competitive. And like, yeah,
Vic Fangio's sort of coaching style just kind of led him into like the opportunity to lose close games. So yeah, it does feel like they could win more games. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about what this means for Seattle. And we'll find out if my son Robbie has clicked the YouTube link I sent him on his mother's phone and joined the chat. Next. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Robbie likes to send me meme gifts on his way home from school every day. It's very endearing. We text We text every day for like 15 minutes on his mom's phone. Very fun stuff. Anyway, Seattle has traded Russell Wilson. Let me ask you this. The Hall aside, and we can get to that.
Oh, God.
Was the Russell Wilson / Legion of Boom tenure like a success?
Yeah. They should have won 2 Super Bowls and someone made a dumbass call down at the goal line.
I told you children are watching, Wilson. Please, this is a famous
show. Oh, my God. It was like Wilson did that just to spite you, Brenton. Okay. Despite your parenting skills.
You said Robbie curses more than you do.
Stop. My wife is probably listening right now. But yeah, he's got
a mouth. Stop. My wife is listening right now. I'm not telling her in case anything she doesn't know.
Look, you know, one thing we've said a lot this offseason is that Tom Brady, like, just his 7 Super Bowl wins throws everything off, and it doesn't make any comparisons really good. Hey, why don't you have 7 Super Bowl wins? But the fact the Seahawks won 1 Super Bowl, I think, means that era was successful. Could have been more successful? Yes. Could Ryan's cuss word have been not used? Yes. But
dumb butt.
I do think
How about that, Breach? Dumb butt.
Dumb butt's better.
Dumb butt.
So if Pete Carroll and the Seahawks don't make that dumb butt call and just give it to Marshawn, right, then they have 2 Super Bowl titles. Or, you know what, if Russell Wilson doesn't throw an interception, you can still call a pass play, just don't throw an interception.
Russell's been in Seattle for 10 seasons.
Crazy.
Yep. They went to the playoffs.
There's no way that you're going to paint this as being a disappointing.
No, I'm just sort of talking about the team. Like, right, he was a third round pick. He was a great draft pick. I mean, it was a,
because he was short. Now no one cares about short quarterbacks.
He's the one who sort of kickstarted. Look at that. I love our research team. They're so good. He's the one who sort of kickstarted the whole rookie contract, like, idea. Like, you have to win while you're on you want to have your quarterback on a rookie contract and win because it's cheap. Russ was the perfect solution to this team that wanted to keep adding. Like, Michael Bennett and Cliff Avril in free agency on cheaper deals, but they were able to pay their all these defensive guys because Russ was so cheap. And
it's sort of like what the Eagles did before Carson Wentz imploded. I can't believe I'm jumping all over Debo now. I'm a follower, but that was the thinking with the Eagles as well.
At any rate, they only went to 2 championship games, which is kind of crazy.
And why? I mean, John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh, excuse me, he showed up and they started winning right away. It's hard to win, to Breach's point, that was originally my point, which you didn't credit. It's hard to win football games. I mean, Tom Brady sort of set the standard, and everyone thinks their team is supposed to do that. It's impossible.
That's fair. Fair.
Let me ask you this, Breach.
Season. I think it was a success, but, you know.
Let's say 6 years from now, the Bengals have only gone to that 1 Super Bowl, but they make the playoffs 5 times. That's a success, right?
Yeah, it's a success. I mean, I think the problem is, though, because the success happened early, that your expectations become higher. So people thought, hey, the Seahawks already won a Super Bowl. The Seahawks made it to back-to-back Super Bowls. There should be more Super Bowls in the future. But then, in hindsight, you look at his career and you're like, okay, that was really successful, even though at the end of this past season, you're like, God, is Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, is this done? They can't get back to the playoffs. Can't get to the Super Bowl. They can't do anything. So it just depends on what point of time you're looking at it. But I do think that, yeah, his career is absolutely successful. And in the scenario described, I would think that that is also successful.
You know what? That's a fantastic point, Breach, because if Matthew Stafford had taken that dog doo-doo Lions team to the Super Bowl and they lost 2 years in, and then he played the rest of the way that he did, Brenton would have some other guy he'd be pumping up to go to the Hall of Fame. That's a great point.
And you know what? You look at all the Seahawks playoff losses, and they were weird games. That's all the Seahawks play is weird games.
The Denver loss? No, they won the Denver game because Russ cried. What are their playoff losses?
One of them was the divisional one to the Panthers, where they were down like 31-0 at halftime. And then they came back and lost by a touchdown, and they almost pulled off that. And the only one where they got really destroyed was against the Falcons in that year when Atlanta went to Super Bowl 51 and lost 36-20. But beside that, I think they were all one score.
I love that you know the final score of that game, because all the score that anyone knows in that Falcons-Patriots game is 28-3 or whatever.
All right, I guess the when they lost to the Rams, but that was a weird game.
All right, so now what for Seattle? As we pointed out,
fold the franchise.
They're starting over.
To win the NFC West.
+750. What were they last year this time?
So as we pointed out earlier, right? At the top of the podcast, and I would also point out to the Seahawks have just tweeted. So both the Seahawks and Broncos have tweeted castaway gifts this afternoon. Yeah. The Seahawks one is
that's hilarious.
Tom Hanks on a busted raft screaming, "Wilson, where are you?"
So do you know why that they're being sort of vague about this?
Why?
Jonathan Jones pointed out that you can't officially announce the trade yet.
Yeah, you can't announce it till.
So, well, I just asked you. You said no. So I'm making.
Yeah, until the league year starts on March 16th, so 4 p.m. Eastern.
I mean, I thought it was like a good reason, but
you didn't know it. Thank you, Bree.
You can literally, you could check like my tweets, and I sent one 30 minutes ago.
No one is reading your tweets. I'm just being.
So basically, the Seahawks could laugh about all this and then just back out all of it and be like, all right, trade's off. Sorry.
Yeah, in theory, they could do that. There's, you see, Debo put up the Broncos tweeting out just a gif of Wilson the volleyball. Not a very good gift, but we'll take it. And then the Seahawks did the same thing. Yeah, you can't, the trade cannot be officially announced until the new league year.
As Breach just told you, yes.
I'm aware of these facts. I mean, but here's another more important one, is that Russell Wilson, technically, according to a report out there, has not yet waived his no trade clause. Now that is an interesting one, because he could, in theory, say, and not go to Denver if he wanted to.
Yeah.
That's from Jurassic Park. Is that the Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Hold Newman. On to your butts.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
There's no way. I know what you're saying. It's Newman, when Newman. Park. Newman's at the computer and it malfunctions.
Yeah. No. Newman has been falling. He's wrecked the car and he's gone. Yeah. And they have to get in to save the day and they can't figure out his password. And when they try to enter a password, it's like,
the reason I doubted that you knew it is because when I've been talking up the parenthood line forever, you're like, oh yeah, wait, what?
No business.
Yeah, that's why. All right. You knew
you
it.
Felt, you felt betrayed. I understand. I get it. At any rate, so Prisco tweeted, and we talked about this.
Wait a second. It would be idiotic. It would be a jackbutt move, if you will, for Russell Wilson to turn down this trade.
Yeah. Russ is going. He wants out.
Yeah. So the no trade clause, I'm not really that concerned about it.
And if we're talking about, by the way, if we're talking about Newman's, I should give a shout out to my buddy Will Newman, who's watching on YouTube and just texted me, Newman! Exclamation point.
There you go.
So the Seahawks, they have Drew Lock now at quarterback, and I guess I need to look real quick to make sure that Geno Smith isn't a free agent. Geno Smith is a free agent. So they now have, after this deal, Drew Lock and Jacob Eason at quarterback. I'm assuming that they would talk Geno Smith into coming back if they wanted to. Do we think that they are done in the veteran quarterback market?
I have no idea, because as Sean noted, Pete Carroll told us last week that he had no intention of trading Russ Wilson. I thought he meant that he would like to keep Russ Wilson around. So, I mean, their guy, you know, Mr. Trubisky is my guy. Jameis Winston is probably going back to New Orleans. Some other free agents, if you're watching on YouTube, that the Seahawks have to concern themselves with, including Dwayne Brown, which is a pretty important part of that offensive line that had something to do, I'd imagine, with Russ leaving. I mean, they could sign one of these guys, but I think I don't know what you do. This is a start over, because unless you're getting Deshaun Watson, as Pete Prisco suggested, and I don't think he was just sort of talking. He didn't say, you know, wasn't talking to anyone about it. Then you're starting over, because the QB class isn't great in the draft. They're not a lot to pick from in free agency, and you're in a really, really tough division. So this feels like a 4-win team.
Ryan, I have two words for you.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah. All right. 5-win team. My bad.
The Seahawks, their whole thing is like, has been, we want to run the ball and play defense and be this Pete Carroll conservative squad. And that's why it never made any sense to have Russell Wilson in his current form. Like when he was younger and just efficient at play action and a game manager who, you know, had clutch tendencies, like Tom Brady, like early on in the Legion of Boom era, it made total sense. it doesn't make quite as much sense. I mean, now look, if you can go get Deshaun Watson, whole different ballgame. And they're in the Deshaun Watson game now. They have to be because they have.
Well, no one knows what's going on with him, though. So you trade for him, and then he has to sit out a year. Then what?
Well, so, all right. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, and if you look at quarterbacks.
Anyway, he's not going to be suspended
for the
year.
If you look at the quarterbacks in the trade market, Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to Seattle because there's no way the 49ers would let an interdivision trade.
I would trade him to Seattle for a seventh-round pick just to get him. Give him that give them that
I would be shocked if the 49ers let him.
You're acting
Seattle.
Like he's good.
It would be surprising. I agree with Breeze. It would be surprising, but it's not outrageous to think that.
Like, what about Carson Wentz?
What if you thought you were trading? Carson Wentz is what I was going to say next. If you thought you could prevent the Seahawks from getting Deshaun Watson by trading them Jimmy Garoppolo, that's something you should do. Now, if you could prevent them from getting Carson Wentz by trading them Jimmy Garoppolo, you don't do that because you want them to get Carson.
But wait a second. They're a worse team with Jimmy Garoppolo than they were with Russ Wilson banged up. And that's just the truth.
I mean, yes, Jimmy Garoppolo is a downgrade from Russell Wilson. I don't think anybody will.
Who is banged up, I said, like the last half of the last season. I think Jimmy's still worse. I'd rather have nine-figure Russ out there is my point.
But Jimmy just had shoulder surgery, too. I think the Jimmy G trade is unlikely. Carson Wentz, however, you talk about a guy that...
Who wants him?
I mean...
I'd rather have Drew Lock.
Would you rather have Drew Lock, Carson Wentz, or Malik Willis?
Malik Willis, because at least I know there's a chance that Malik Willis might be good. The other two, I know where the answer lies. And he's going to do a lot of running for his life behind that offensive line.
Does it seem like it's worth it? Wilson, what do you think about drafting a quarterback at ninth overall? Like, is the quarterback class good enough that you want to use a top 10 pick, or are you reaching?
You're reaching. And the other math you have to do is, like, the quarterback class, as we sit here next year, looks good on paper, and, you know, things change. So if you're willing to roll with Drew Lock or whatever some veteran happens to be, and you still have these, you can get a really good offensive lineman or an edge rusher or whatever cornerback at nine that's worth it, and fix the team around the quarterback that you're going to draft. The issue, of course, is that now you're pushing that quarterback off another year, and you're not getting the rookie till 2023, and you need him to play right away, and all that comes along with that. And again, you might have a low first round pick, but you'll have two first rounders. I think the Seahawks have their own first round pick next year, so you can move up if you want. So that's a lot of ifs. But if you like one of these guys, you can take him at nine. I mean, that's sort of high, but not too high if you have some faith in them. If you don't like them, then obviously don't do it.
What if Pete Carroll's plan is just, you know what, we're just going to roll with Drew Lock. We're going to see what happens. If this is a throwaway year, whatever, we'll figure it out next year.
He's 70. How much longer is he going to coach?
I mean, that's a good question. That's the problem. You don't have time for a rebuild at 70.
He could coach 5 more years, and that wouldn't be shocking at all.
But here's the thing. He's incredibly conservative in terms of the way he coaches based on how the young whippersnappers are coaching, going forward and fourth down, running the ball all the time. He's not going to get less conservative as he gets older. It's just going to get further and further away from what the NFL norm, quote-unquote, is. And, you know, that's he's not helping his team maximize their chances of winning football games. So, yeah, he could coach another 5 years, but I don't know if that's in his best interest or the Seahawks' best interest.
Yeah.
I think that they will.
Yeah, from Breach. Yeah.
I mean, he's 119, 73, and 1. I mean, like he's
okay. Then keep rolling him out there.
He's a good coach. Like, you might not like his offensive approach, but he's a good.
Let me ask you
coach.
This: is he maximizing the Seahawks' chance of winning football games by his in-game decisions?
And probably not.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm coming down. He is a great coach. He went to the Super Bowl twice. He won one. I get all that, but he seems to be going in the opposite direction from not the Brandon Staley. Because Brandon Staley's clearly on the other side of the crazy scale, but even the middle of the road guys that are being a little more aggressive on fourth down.
I get it. I think that Seattle now has. I'm curious to know what Seattle is going to do next because I think they could get. I think they could get Carson Wentz for almost nothing.
Of course. And why do you think that is?
Because Carson Wentz. I don't like Carson Wentz. You don't need to tell me that. I don't need to explain to me that Carson Wentz is a very good.
So what's the plan with Carson Wentz? To win 6 or 7 games, or what's the plan?
If their defense is good, and that's the problem, their defense has to be good. You bring back Rashad Penny. You have a good running game. You hide Carson Wentz. you let Carson Wentz make some plays, but mostly he's just a game manager. Or maybe
I would rather play Drew Lock. I think he's in the final year of his deal.
And well, I mean, Wentz, though, is the perfect quarterback for what Pete Carroll wants to do, which is just, you don't need him to do anything. You make one throw per game, Carson, and that I'll be happy.
Well, that's bring back Geno then. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, bring back Geno. I don't think Geno's a bad option. He looked good in their offense last year.
It feels Carson Wentz sort of doesn't get along with his teammates on the outside looking in. I don't have any inside information, but that seems to be the case of the Colts are willing to move on from and the Eagles are. So at least Geno appeared to be liked by his teammates.
They probably need to do something.
Yeah, no, I think that's that's a starting point for sure.
And I would rather, if I am Pete Carroll and I'm the Seahawks, I would rather go with a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
Versus Drew Lock. Make something happen with this particular rookie class. That's just
no. What about Drew Lock? You just got him. He's better than Carson Wentz.
It feels like the Seahawks kind of just said, "Will you throw Drew Lock in the trade? We need a safety net here just in case we can't get a quarterback in free agency or in a trade or in the draft. You have Drew Lock just in case."
All right, Breach, here.
You don't want to have to use Drew Lock.
Okay, rank them then. This is your options.
Okay.
Geno, Wentz, Lock. Who are you starting the Seahawks season with?
What do I have to give up to get Wentz?
I mean, it's Carson Wentz.
You can get him for the...
Well, no, because I already have Lock in hand, so if I have to give up a second round pick to get Wentz.
No, six round pick. A late six.
Late six? Yeah, I'll trade for Carson for that.
This is crazy. I can't stand for this. This is nuts. Outrageous. This is Ryan heading to the dispensaries. I don't know what the hell is happening. We're talking about... We're talking about Geno. If Ryan was Chris Sims and he was doing his like annual quarterback rankings, it sounds like he would have Wentz like 63 in the NFL.
We broke Devo. We broke him.
What are we doing, Geno Smith? Drew Lock? I can like let's bring it back to like the fair comparison of someone like Jimmy G. We're going to Geno Smith.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous, Wilson.
You hate Carson Wentz more than anyone.
I know, and I think you're going too far. Like that's
okay. Well, here's where I had no issue with Carson Wentz last year in the Colts, but here's where I'm taking my cue from. Chris Ballard and Frank Reich. I mean, they didn't mince words about we're looking because we weren't happy. But without
Frank Reich hadn't said anything.
He had a sad face on when he was talking about why
because he knows that he failed with Carson Wentz and his boss is going to trade him.
Failed is the word that we should keep underlining because that's why we're having this conversation. Look,
the bottom line is if you are starting those rankings and it's Drew Lock, Carson Wentz, and Geno Smith, it is Carson Wentz and then a sizable gap and then Drew Lock. And then
okay, let's do this though. Take those rankings and then put a win total, expected win total next to each name for the Seahawks next year.
Eight and a half with Carson Wentz.
How many did he win in Indianapolis?
Didn't they go like
nine? That was a perfect situation. So I don't know. I don't think they're winning. I'm taking the under on 8.5.
I'm the Wentz guy, but like to be fair, like obviously full health Russ is miles above Carson Wentz, but like Russ banged up Russ last year is the comparison you're making. That was not a good version of Russ. I think Wentz versus banged up Russ is a fair comparison in a sense.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so you said 8.5 on the first one. Breach is taking the under. All right, go to Geno Smith next.
Under.
Brinson, keep talking. Let's go.
Geno, how many games did they win with Geno?
Yeah.
Four.
So you're telling me Carson Wentz is 4.5 games better on the Seahawks than Geno Smith.
I mean, they're not going to be a good football team with Geno Smith.
All right, go ahead. What's the next guy? Drew Lock.
Six.
So Geno, the scenario is the worst. He almost beat the Steelers.
I feel like
I've been starting for like 6 years.
I feel like I'm providing a very milquetoast take here. Like
he got punched in the face on a sucker punch. That set his career back a couple years.
I think there was a reason he hadn't started since the Eli game, since he took over for Eli.
Yeah. How disrespectful that he broke Eli's record. All right. I think the 8.5 is a bit ambitious, but I don't know. We'll see. The six is probably under. or the four. What about the four, Breach? Over under on that?
With who?
Geno.
Over.
Six with Drew Lock.
Push.
Yeah, I might take the under on that six too. I think.
Let me ask you this. How many games the Seattle Seahawks win in 2022 with Kirk Cousins as their quarterback?
Zero.
Nine.
Cousins is definitely a better option than Wentz, right?
No, he is 100%. My concern is that they're not winning 8.5 games with Wentz. My concern with Kirk Cousins is that he's going to be running for his life. because that offensive line is terrible. And if things aren't perfect for Kurt, or, you know, near perfect, I think things break down quickly. He does have the receivers, though, so that's good. And they have a tight end now, Noah Fant. So, yeah, I'll say 7.5.
For
what? What?
For Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, 7.5 for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
Yeah. Okay. It's what 9 do you know? Plus for Cousins.
You just said 8.5. You said 8.5 for Wentz. You're smoking some of that dispensary weed that Debo thinks I have.
You have it, trust me.
Hey-o.
I can't.
We need Wentz.
You're talking about Wilson or me? You can't prove anything.
That's right.
I was talking about Wilson, but okay.
You can't drug test me through this.
No, I'm just kidding.
Through the StreamYard machine.
Oh my God.
I was going to ask, I don't want to be like overly hyperbolic, but like this could definitely qualify as the biggest trade in NFL history. I know like Herschel Walker meant different things back then and just the significance
Ricky
of
Williams
that.
Trade was crazy. I think that Ricky Williams trade was the entire draft class for Ricky Williams. Is that what it was?
Right. I mean, maybe if we remove draft day decisions like Eli.
No, this is still huge, though. This is still a huge trade.
I like your approach on the hyperbolic thing, Debo, because I don't want to flatly just outright agree with you, because I also am afraid of being hyperbolic, because I am a generally
you are not afraid of that.
I am a generally hyperbolic person, so I try to stay away from it in situations. Whenever I can.
And when someone as measured as Debo offers that up, you have to consider it.
Yes.
I think it's fair.
I think that it's...
We've never seen a quarterback at this, like, obviously going back to breaches that.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. We're getting that, right?
A Hall of Fame quarterback that won a team for a Super Bowl. It happened 6 times. And, you know, Brett Favre at that point was not the guy that they were trading for. Like, Russ is much better at this point in his career than Brett Favre was in year 14 or 15.
Breach, what do you got? Anything close to this?
Joe Montana would be my,
but he was also the downside of his career too.
That's what, yeah. I think that was year 14 for him.
He was coming off a 14-1 season in 1990, and then he got injured and missed the whole 91 season.
I mean, you could throw out like Randy Moss to the Patriots, but nah. That was when Randy Moss was kind of suffering in Oakland.
What about Matt Castle to the Chiefs? Where's that fit in?
What about Eli for Philip Rivers?
Yeah, that's
right. The draft day stuff is tricky.
I mean, what was it? We were live doing some show 2 years ago or 3 years ago when it was like Hopkins and Gurley or Hopkins and what was the trade?
David Johnson
and Hopkins, and that felt like Jimmy Graham and. Yeah, I mean, it's Russell.
But it's a quarterback. It's one of Jimmy the Graham. 5 faces of the league.
Did you just say Jimmy Graham?
The Jimmy Graham, Max Unger trade was a massive trade.
Shut up.
But I mean, that's the point. But my point is, like, if you start listing out like the biggest trades of the last 10 years,
I mean, Khalil Mack, that's a big one of the past.
That's a big trade. Not quite as big as the Max Unger one, but it's
Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham was in his prime. What are you talking about?
You're talking about an offensive lineman and tight end. Get out of here. He's talking about Russ Wilson.
I mean, it probably is. I don't think it's
just
crazy.
Listing notable trades in the past 10 years.
Oh, I thought you meant that was
Graham Max Unger.
I thought you meant that was in competition with the Russ Wilson.
No, I'm just trying to think of like big. I'm trying to think of trades where I was like, holy bleep.
Okay.
I cannot believe that just went down.
I thought you were being hyperbolic, but yeah, you're right.
No. We saw Nick Foles. No, I'm just kidding. Nick Foles get traded. The Sam Bradford trade, the preseason trade after Bridgewater got hurt, that was a big deal. I mean,
what about Antonio Brown to the Raiders for a third round pick? Does that squeeze in there? Is that like a top 10? I don't even know if that's top 10.
Antonio Brown qualifies only because he was traded to the Bills for like 5 minutes too.
Oh, right. And he made the Steelers trade him
for
reasons. He's
way out of Pittsburgh. That's up there. But
I
this
mean, I would
like,
throw like Terrell Owens for me, if I'm making my personal list, but that was massive in 2004.
Yeah. This is different because it is a quarterback, a future Hall of Fame quarterback who won a Super Bowl with the team that he was on, asked for a trade last offseason, did not get traded, played the whole year, appeared to be happy. A week ago, actually less than a week ago, his coach came out and said, no, there is no way in hell we are trading Russell Wilson. And then he's dealt out of nowhere, and it comes on top of the fact that it happened like 3 hours after Aaron Rodgers re-ups with Green Bay.
Now, I know that someone said the Favre he was on the tail end of his career, but he was also coming off, the Packers were coming off an NFC title game appearance when they traded him. So, I mean, but, that's pretty huge.
But the Packers had Aaron Rodgers. They had a first round pick in the wings.
Right. But you're dumping your Super Bowl winning quarterback who has an NFC, who was coming off an NFC title game.
Well, he wouldn't quit unretiring. So
he kept waffling. And basically what Aaron Rodgers is doing now is what Brett Favre did then.
No, that should absolutely be put up there. But I think quarterback trades, you're talking Montana, Favre, and Russ is in some order, those three.
Debo, what about that Joe Flacco trade?
You could throw out, like, you throw in, if you're doing top 10, like the Stafford Goff trade enters that list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. I can't believe old Brinson didn't bring that. He's already off the Stafford bandwagon, like I said.
Stafford Goff's up there, but it was like also, I think to me, when we talk about the impact too, is like we're also in the moment of it where it's like the events leading up to it. Like, I was pretty confident Russell Wilson was not getting traded. And with Stafford, we knew that Stafford had, it had been reported and been leaked out that Stafford had gone to the Lions and said, hey, I'd like to get out. And it was only, a matter of where was he going. With Russ, it was like, there's no way they're trading him. Like, they can't trade him. And who were they trading to? And then when Rodgers stayed put, it's like, all right, Russ, it's going to be a boring offseason. Russ is going to stay put. And then wham. I'll buy him. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
By the way, I just looked quickly at some of the worst trades ever, QB involving quarterbacks. In 1998, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gave up the second overall pick for Chris Chandler, who was sort of a middle-of-the-road quarterback. That one's not great.
That's not ideal.
Jeff
George. The Buccaneers trade away Steve Young for peanuts.
Yep, I just saw that one. And, of course, the Chargers traded up for Ryan Leaf and didn't take Peyton Manning as part of the draft day trade that asterisk that Debo was talking about there. And Brett Favre.
Our pal C-Rad in the chat pointed out Eric Dickerson, the Colts, is big at the time. Also, Marshall Faulk and Edge James. Did you say that one already?
No.
Marshall Faulk, Edge James is a big trade. But like, here's the other thing is that NFL trades have not, for veteran players, have not been a thing forever.
Right, it had to be baseball or basketball, and then sort of NFL got back in on it and made it a lot more fun to.
But because there were no trades, like now, only now is it possible to make these big trades and like to actually, you know, send up like Carson Wentz is traded to the Colts, Matthew Stafford's traded, Tom Brady wasn't traded, but you know, departs. Like this quarterback movement that we're seeing. Has just the ability to make these trades. It's just a different NFL landscape than it was over the past 30 years. So yeah, I do think this is the biggest NFL trade in the history of
the world
today.
What about Boomer Esiason?
Yeah, that's number two.
Okay. He got traded to the Jets. That's coming 4 years off the Super Bowl. That's the biggest trade in NFL history.
Good point. Anyway, let's go so we can come back in 10 minutes.
No, I agree. I think this feels like the biggest trade ever.
Yeah. All right. So if you're watching in the chat, we're going to leave.
Go take a quick coffee break and
I'm going to fill up my water. And we're going to come back and we will do a franchise tag deadline. While we were recording the show, multiple franchise tags occurred or didn't occur. Ooh. We'll be back in like 10 minutes.
Good tease.
Talk to you guys then.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.